Canada's asking, could guide me after retirement how to give a plan, a new direction to new life journey in terms of vision, purpose, goals, values, still staying uplifted, lifelong learner, and still enjoying beautiful, peaceful, meaningful, balanced life journey.
You get all those superlatives in,
Until reaching funeral home, I think, which I do not want to go. Very fearful. How to get rid of fear of death too? Okay, all everything. She wants all of
okay,
it.
the whole package, yeah. Well, I mean, again, it's coming back to those fundamentals of what is it that really resonates within the heart of ease, of comfort, of well-being, of happiness, with that is really principle. And so that always comes back to I'd say on a very simple level of how the Buddha himself cast it of the say the foundations of goodness, foundations of punya, and generosity, virtue, and mental training. So that those are dana, sila, bhavana. Those are really foundational. Of course, from those, all of those have their subsets and whatnot that can be attended to and cultivated and developed. But I find it's always helpful to keep coming back to, well, what are the roots? What are the foundations? And making sure the roots are and foundations are really solidly in place and are being attended to with care, so that just that sense of even if we're developing all sorts of various meditation practices or meditative perspectives, it all has to be rooted in is fundamental mindfulness or awareness, being returning and being comfortable to keep returning to the quality of knowing attention. And that everything else gets nourished in that way, as opposed to, I've got to do this practice or I've got to perfect that practice in order to have this experience, which is going to make me understand this one. It's all going to be rooted in fundamentals, so that clarifying the foundations, clarifying the fundamentals. And then experimenting and seeing, well, what helps to nurture those. You can do all sorts of different practices or trainings or have different all sorts of different perspectives, but how does it support the foundations? How does it nourish those roots? And that's a really important perspective to keep maybe challenging oneself or encouraging oneself. So that's an aspect that lays a solid basis of growth, that where these different aspirations and hopes for one's life and one's practice will actually come into being.